looking to tie this game with 11.6 to go. Line right, second one short. Donovan got it back. Put it up, no. Shot off the glass, no, by LeVert. Ball deflects out front. Grabbed by LeVert. Five on the clock. LeVert, left corner, Okoro. Three. Good! Ice hit it. Ice with ice in his veins. Hit the three from the left corner. Cavs up 116-114. 0.7 to go.
Excitement on the floor with the Cavaliers beating against the Nets. But, of course, they beat Houston the other night to give us the big excitement on the floor at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse about clinching a playoff spot. We have Tim Alcorn joining us this morning, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, and Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Tim. How's your voice this morning?
Well, the voice seems to be okay. Greetings from Atlanta, guys.
We appreciate you joining us this morning to talk Cavaliers basketball. So you've got a postseason, your first trip into the postseason, right? If you don't count the play-in type of a tournament.
For me, yes. But believe me, I'm the least important part of that news. Certainly a great testament to the job the Cavaliers front office and J.B. Bickerstaff has done in really retooling and building this basketball team from the ground up. It has been quite a process to watch this unfold. And last year, of course, the 44 wins. And as you alluded to, Bruce, the play-in tournament. And the goal this year was to avoid that play-in tournament, get one of those top six spots. And the Cavs have gone above and beyond. Not only are they in the top six, in all likelihood, they're going to be in the top four. Number four looks really solid. Number three still within reach, especially with that Philly loss to Denver last night. So not only avoiding that play-in, but a home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. So it's a remarkable achievement.
You know, Tim, speaking of remarkable, when you look back, what, 2 years ago, the team has more than doubled its victory total. That is incredible.
Yeah. Good morning, Craig. Bruce alluded to the fact that for me, coming on board with the Cavs, this is now my fourth season, and year one was 19 wins. Year two for me, 22, and then that big leap forward last year to 44, and this year it's going to be 50 and above. And you think about a 50-win NBA season, it's usually considered a pretty high watermark. And so for the Cavaliers to have been on this ascension and get over the 50-win mark this season really is going to be a tremendous accomplishment. And again, so much credit to the front office for really building this team. Of course, President of Basketball Operations, Kobe Altman, GM, Mike Ganzi, and then JB and his staff for taking the talent that has come to this team and really molding it into now a playoff team.
A youthful playoff team for their first kind of appearance for many of them. Donovan Mitchell been there before, and he mentioned sort of about the attitude in the locker room even after just sort of getting into the playoffs. It was kind of interesting. Here's this.
You know, it's gonna be tough. You know, there's gonna be guys and teams that have, you know, a lot of experience and have been there, but I think we're up for that challenge. We have that hunger. You know, that's all that's talked about is our experience, but we have that hunger, and you see it with this group, and you know, on a night-to-night basis, continuing to prepare and continue to play, you know, all the way until June.
They take one game at a time and do their best, and who knows what will happen for them in the postseason.
Yeah, it's a great quote from Donovan there because, as you said, Bruce, he has been there, and can't wait to watch him in postseason basketball because when he was in Utah, all of his numbers went up in the playoffs, his points per game, his rebounds per game, assists. So he knows how to step it up to another level, and he's played an elite level this year. But to his point, the Cavaliers, number one, are a team that are built for the playoffs. They're a defensive team first, and in the playoffs, the game slows down. It literally becomes a possession by possession by possession type of game, and the Cavaliers with the best defense in the NBA, so they're built for that. And going back to what I said about home court advantage, For the guys that have never experienced postseason basketball, the Darius Garlands, the Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro, it is going to be entirely different. But at least they'll have that comfort level with the first two games being at home. So that'll be huge to acclimate those guys to playoff action.
What's Coach Bickerstaff's experience in the postseason?
So JB has plenty of experience. He was with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was Flip Saunders' assistant when the T-Wolves had that tremendous team led by Kevin Garnett and made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. He was in Houston when the Rockets made a deep playoff push. So he has playoff experience, not necessarily as a head coach, but he certainly has been around winning organizations and knows what it takes to win.
Right. Well, it's not only what's on the court. It's that whole atmosphere that you're facing with the crowd and in those arenas when you play those series, you know, night after night. So that's part of a thing you have to sort of focus on what you're doing on the court and make sure your young players are doing that. And I guess they're just going to get an extra supply of grit shipped over there to the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Yeah, that seems to be JB's go-to word, grit and resiliency. But really, that marks the identity of this basketball team. He doesn't just throw that word out there. They do play with a lot of grit and a lot of tenacity. As I mentioned before, especially on the defensive end, they will get after you. And all the credit goes to JB on that, because when he took over as the head coach, the Cavs were near or sometimes even at the bottom of the NBA in defensive categories. And all of those categories, the Cavaliers are now at the top or near the top. So he has completely transformed the Cavs as far as that end of the floor is concerned. So he deserves so much credit, aside from the fact that these guys love him. They would run through a wall for J.B. Bickerstaff. He's the perfect coach for this team.
How's it going to look tonight in Atlanta? That's where you're going to have the call from today.
Yeah, it's interesting, guys. Atlanta, of course, the last time we were here was Friday, February 24th, and the Hawks beat the Cavaliers that night with an interim coach in Joe Prunty. And, of course, the word that night, it was the worst-kept secret in Atlanta, was Quinn Snyder, the former Utah Jazz head coach, was going to come on board after they had relieved Nate McMillan of the job. So, indeed, Quinn Snyder came on a couple of days later as the head coach. So they made a coaching change a few weeks ago. Quinn had great success in Utah. Of course, he had Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert and Mike Conley and the like. But Quinn's an outstanding coach. So they're playing 500 basketball as they try to acclimate to Quinn and Quinn to the team. But they've got talent. I mean, Trae Young and John Collins and Clint Capella. It'll be a challenge tonight, and Atlanta's a very hungry team. They're battling for one of those play-in spots.
We look forward to the next couple of weeks of the regular season, see how the team makes its way into the playoffs, and we look forward to your call tonight, Tim. Thanks for your time this morning.